Dear Chicago. Drove to Chicago.
Ain't in camp to give Chicago a Super Bowl champ. And we're
Fullerton is next. Doors open on the left at Fullerton.
How about Chicago? I could be there.
Welcome to Foul Monkeys. This is Ricky.
This is Waylon.
And this is James LeRoy.
I'm back. No one cares.
Back to
no
the
one
future.
Missed you, actually. No one asked about you.
Actually, I had a few people message me now.
Okay. Don't touch the mic.
Fuck you. No, it made awful I know. Noises.
Today is Thursday, March 15th. It is 6:49
what p.m. Episode 408.
But it's really 5:49 p.m.
No, it's still 6:49.
No. If we're on old time, it's 5:49.
But we're not on old time, so it's 6:49.
You have downloaded episode 408. It's great.
408.
We should do a rhyme for every...
408, don't hate.
Right. Hey, what?
What?
Girl.
Girl Laurel.
We should come up with a rhyme for every show.
Hmm.
But not? I guess you would only rhyme it with the last number of every episode, right? I mean, you couldn't be like 408, you're a horror. Doesn't work.
No, it doesn't.
That actually only works for every show that Josh is on.
Unless it's 469.
Slapping the taint.
Right.
Slapping the taint, 408.
Oh, good one.
That dirty
oh,
whore.
That's a good one.
So,
dirty whore.
Happy Ides of March. Watch your back. Bradley's back.
Guess who's back?
I'm not
back,
worried.
Back to James
again,
LeRoy.
Again. This guy's back.
I read up on that today because, I mean, I've heard of it, but I never knew. I knew it came from, like, Julius Caesar times and all that shit, but I never knew, like, what exactly happened. I guess that's the day he died on.
That he was murdered by the senators. Et tu, Brute?
We had to memorize that whole speech in high school.
There's some really good speech.
How'd that go
speech.
For you?
All that I remember is that. That's all that I remember.
It's one of the most dramatic pieces of theatrical literature.
I think we had to watch it on a movie, but I think I was a co-op student, so I don't think I had to watch it. So.
But yeah, James is back. The Ides of March.
How have you been, James? It's been like 9 years.
Busy. I've been crazy busy. I couldn't record the last time, I think, because of
school.
You guys recorded on a Wednesday because that was the only day that worked out, and that's my night class.
It was his birthday that I knew.
No, it was your
birthday. Monday was my birthday.
And then your hubby was taking you out for dinner on Tuesday. We're supposed to, which is why we didn't record.
Yeah, so on Monday we went to Gage's. Right?
I don't think where
Thursday.
We were.
Oh, no, I'm sorry. Monday we were at the call for drag. Mm-hmm.
We're so lame. Do you know where I went for my birthday?
McDonald's?
No.
Popeyes?
No.
Yes. Well, it's not Popeyes. And where the fuck would it have been?
Red Lobster.
Oh, yeah, of course.
But was it all you could eat shrimp?
No.
It's all you can eat.
You know what? So I had to
Mark
get the pick three all shrimp scampi.
Oh, that's hilarious.
Mark. And the lady's like, who's the scampi lover?
Gross.
Mark just went to old Red Lobster.
He did.
Mm-hmm.
Tomorrow is Mark's birthday.
It is. And we're all
and we're
going
celebrating.
Out.
Happy birthday, Mark.
Happy birthday.
Hey.
That means I'm going to have to put the show out.
Tomorrow.
Yeah.
Yes,
and
you
so
do.
So he can listen to it.
Yeah.
Right. Because he will.
Let's sing happy birthday to him. You ready?
Not ready.
Happy birthday to you.
Cha-cha-cha.
Happy birthday to you.
Cha-cha-cha.
Happy birthday, dear Mark.
Who doesn't like other kinds of food?
Happy birthday to you.
And many more.
And I'm surprised.
Like a monkey.
And I'm surprised you eat seafood because you only eat plain shit.
Da da da.
I know he loves that right now. Well, but he's listening right now and he's like so enraged.
Oh,
he's
going
to text message me.
Yeah, pretty much. Because I really do think that your comment about him being picky comes up once every two times I'm with him.
Oh, and he says something about it?
Oh,
well, I don't mean it. I mean, I'm glad that I'm always on his mind. That's nice.
You're always on my mind. Yeah.
You're always on my mind.
So we all went to Mark, since we're talking about Mark. Mm-hmm. I don't think we've really talked about the show, but he had a housewarming.
Yes, he did.
And we all went.
4 weeks ago.
I know, right? That, that
spaghetti sauce was fucking delicious.
Yeah, that super pork spaghetti sauce was...
Woo. Spaghetti sauce.
I think I ate a neck bone. I've never done that before. Not a bone, but the meat on it.
Right. Well, that way it was very tender. It was in there. Ooh. I don't know, but those sausages were good. And the meatballs were good. Yeah, it was almost like a Sunday sauce.
Oh, Mark. Your balls are so fucking good.
I ate four. I was hungry that night.
And what? Didn't we watch a movie? What did we watch?
No, we were watching that.
No, we watched the Oscars.
Oh, that's right.
No. I had to go to your house because Mark ruins everything.
No, first of all, we all thought that we could watch the Oscars online, streaming on his computer, TV, so there was no problem, whatever. Of course, it was only the pre-show and some ass backwards
douchebags
pre-show by the Oscar committee. And then
literally like a high school put this on.
And then the show
was, yeah, it was like a high school put it on.
But I just love that the show starts and I'm like, wait, I don't fucking care about this, them talking about the person on stage.
Right.
Accepting the award.
And we don't want to see the thank you cam.
What else? And we sent you guys all to go get wine because we ran out.
No, I was still there.
By you all, you mean me, Mark, and Lauren.
Yeah,
yeah, because I was trying to run the PC. And yeah, we're trying to fucking use that shit.
We're trying to find it. Couldn't. So finally, they got back and we're like,
we're going to our place.
We're going to our place because I'm not missing this.
But the dinner was awesome.
Dinner was awesome. I made
garlic bread. Wasn't it good? Except for the really crunchy part at the bottom.
Those are actually my favorite. And I ate those.
Oh, I wonder how long the bread was in there before he realized there was more left. Because I left it in the oven.
I don't know because he was...
It's probably almost, still in
he
there.
Was he was not left, sober.
He was not. Okay, so... I think every weekend Mark gets drunk now. I'm kind of concerned.
I don't think that you're the only you're person now concerned? Who makes fun what about? Of that, and I'm not quite sure you should.
But I was going to say, you're concerned
when
about
you
that,
are
not
single
about Josh.
And you have crazy roommates that you love to hate, wouldn't you?
And hate to love.
No.
But he's working up to his birthday week. It's fine.
That's true.
It's fine. He's did.
But he's been working for his birthday week like 8 weeks in a row. Actually, I don't know. I'm just making that
as
up,
we say as we're drinking the house wine of Ricky Burton on ice cubes, the Barefoot Moscato.
So sweet.
I love it. It kind of gives me heartburn, but I'll still drink it anyway.
But yeah, so tomorrow's Mark's birthday. We're all meeting at Sidetracks to do Friday night show tunes and then having dinner.
You're not showing up, are you? Well, I have to work till 6 because I have a doctor's appointment tomorrow morning, so I have to go to that.
You know that it's...
You can dinner afterwards?
I'm going, and I have to work at.
Are you doing dinner afterwards?
I'm going to. Yeah, I'm going to the dinner. Yeah, but I can't be there at 6 because I don't get off till 6.
Yeah,
and it would be rush hour. So.
Yeah, something pain in the ass.
Oh no, actually, Tony's not going to pick me up. I don't think so. Oh, I'll have to take the train.
How are you going
to
survive? Oh no!
I did something that I have not done in a year, and that's cancel my monthly CTA card.
Wait, has he actually been taking you? To work?
No. I wish.
To the Metro.
Oh, so you're keeping your Metro one.
Yeah.
He just picks you up at the train and drops you off.
Right.
Mm-hmm.
You should have, instead of canceling it, period, you should have just changed it to the Chicago card, not the Chicago Card Plus.
I had it through my work. So I canceled it through my work, which cancels the card. So I have to go online and order another one. Because I think I'm going to put like $30 on it or something. And then once it gets down so far, it'll reload.
I put $30 and then I say my reload is $10.
Because
it's easy to get to $10, honestly. So.
Yep.
And I really don't use it that much anymore.
It's one thing I like about being a student is you get your U-Pass. It's only $74 the one time and you get it for the 16, 17 weeks.
But if they're on spring break...
No.
Summer break? No, you cannot use it.
No, you can use it on spring break.
Oh,
as long as it's during
the,
it's between semesters.
Between semesters. I had to give him my card to go to work.
During winter?
Yeah.
During like...
I'm surprised they have the technology to keep up with that, but they don't have the fucking technology for you to hold up your damn credit card to the thing and just have them charge it.
Yeah, I would not feel comfortable with the CTA having my information like that.
Yeah, I'd rather someone steal.
It's going to happen. They're working on it.
There's no way I would take my credit card out of my pocket and go.
No, they're going to have it. So if you have a card, that's like the touch thing. If you have a card that can be read by a scanner, then you just put up your credit card and it scans that for whatever it comes off of. What, no. 250?
Yeah, not so much. 225.
225.
Not so much.
225.
They might change it to 250 for credit card transactions, right. though.
No, what I'm talking about is, can we get a system so the Metra and the CTA works together? No. Come on now.
What do you mean?
Because I have to
Wait,
be
I'm
separate.
Sorry. Let me get your soapbox out. That didn't work for the sound effects. There you go. Stand on it.
So anyway, enough about Mark and CTA.
Oh, okay. Well, I guess I'll let me put that soapbox back because apparently it wasn't worth standing on.
And you know what else makes me mad?
Ricky can't get on those with them high heels.
You know what else makes me angry?
What, Ricky? Tell us.
Nothing.
Yeah. Bullshit.
Actually, it kind of makes me angry that it's not snowing anymore.
What?
That's what makes me angry.
We did have an awfully mild winter for your first winter.
It was like 82 degrees today.
Yeah, it's crazy.
Yeah, yeah.
This also means, though, that I'm afraid for July.
It's going to be awful.
And humid, and mosquitoes are going to be the size of birds.
I read Ricky's an article. Said that. It said the last time that it was like 4 or 5 days mild like this in March, that following summer, like hundreds of people died because it was so hot. It was like a heat index of like 120 or something.
Yeah, well, we know how well their predictions went with their winter, too.
Wasn't this supposed to be like the worst winter ever?
The worst winter ever.
And I'm like, I don't know. This winter was pretty cool.
We only had one day that it went below zero.
Yep.
And it was at night.
Mm-hmm.
There was no days that were like below zero.
Yeah, it was an intensely mild winter. It was weird.
So, okay, next.
Do you have any new Tonyisms?
Yes. I think that should be like
hashtag
a thing.
Tonyisms.
Because I talked about one on the last show, but you guys don't listen, so.
No, it's on my to-do.
No, I was talking about the listeners.
Oh.
Bullshit, he was.
I still need to make my list of corrections.
Actually, we didn't even talk about anything other than Josh's flings.
Oh,
and his fling in San Francisco.
All I have to say is, if you're worried about Mark and his alcohol drinking, we might need to be worried about Josh and his sex.
Oh, I've been worried about that for a long time.
Mm-hmm.
That big old whore.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know.
I would say the majority of the world has gone through that after a breakup. Though, never mind.
There's a story.
No, not really. Mm-hmm. I just don't want to. Never mind.
Still has beans.
So you guys know that Tony says like the craziest shit, right?
Derishish.
Delicious.
Girl and delicious. Instead of gird and delicious.
Thank God.
He says smurf instead of smirk. That was on the last show.
What's that smurf for?
What? Why do you have that smurf on your face?
What? Because Papa Smurf tastes great.
Right.
Oh.
I like it when you call me Big Papa.
That was for Bjorn.
Oh, I'll have to tell you what a message he sent me offline. I can't say it on here, but it's interesting. So we shop at the store called Strack and Van Til. And it is an Indiana-based store, but there's only one here in the city. And it's by our house. So he was talking to Lauren one day, and he was like, oh, yeah. We went grocery shopping over at the Dick Van Dyke store. And Lauren's like, what?
What?
He goes, yeah, we went over to the Dick Van Dyke store. And she was like, do you mean Strack and Van Til? He's like, yeah, that's it. So then he's talking to her, and then he says, yeah, we got it over at the Vanderbilt store. And she's like, okay, you mean Strack and Van Til? Yeah, that's it. So that's what that's from. And then the kamikaze. This is another one. We were at his group for Kalor, and they started talking about bukkakis for some reason. I have no idea. Somebody didn't know what a bukkake was, so they had to explain to him what it was.
Did they do it in Spanish or in Spanglish?
It's pretty much all in Spanish.
Yeah.
But then, like, certain words, they have to say in English, which I mean, I guess bukkake is probably Asian or Chinese or Japanese.
Japanese, yeah.
It's
yeah.
not, you know, they just said it the way it is. And then they're like, bukkake. Bukkake. You know. So, where were we when he was talking? We were retelling the story about Kalor, and he's telling the person, he's like, yeah, I can't believe it. Those kamikazes are gross. And I'm like, what are you talking about, kamikaze? Because I'm thinking like
the
a drink.
Yeah.
You know? And he's like,
I think of, oh, never mind.
And he's like, God, kamikazes just sound so gross. I'm like, okay. He goes, you know what we were talking about in Kalor the other night? Those kamikazes, the girls that like kamikazes all over their face. And I'm like, you mean bukkakes? He's like, yeah, that's it.
That should just be the new thing. Yeah, that's it. Right. Whatever someone corrects you. Yeah, that's it.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that's it.
That, there we go.
So it's funny.
Hashtag. This segment's called hashtag.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's it.
I like that.
Yeah.
He's starting a bunch of his own hashtags.
Can we get him to... I think you need to set up a recording of him mispronouncing or saying all these words, and we can put it behind some music and make a little intro for the...
That would be fun.
Maybe we can record and
maybe we can record a bunch of them before Pride 48 and then play it for that show.
There you go.
Because, you know, we're going to be going to Pride 48, you guys.
Yes, we are.
And apparently the hotel is going to be said before
April
Easter?
8th? No.
April 1st? 8th? April 8th is Easter. So, yeah.
Oh, yeah. So before April 8th. Yep. So before Easter.
So pretty soon. And I'm excited. I can't wait. And we're actually going to plan maybe this show.
Oh, gosh. Yeah. We have.
What?
Plan? We have.
What?
We have all kinds of ideas.
We don't do that on Foul Monkeys.
I have never heard of this plan.
We have all kinds of ideas.
We only play with one kinds of pee. Wait.
What?
Penises, not pee.
Dude, you're totally never talking mind. About urine.
Womp, womp.
Yeah, that's it.
So
yeah, that's it.
You, yeah,
yeah, hashtag, that's it.
Yeah, that's it. It. But should we put a comma in the hash?
No.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's it.
That's it.
Yeah.
No, that's, but that's us talking to him.
So we are going to Pride 48. It is September
something.
16th through the 19th. But they're doing the first gay days there this year. And it's the first week of September. Which is Labor Day weekend, right?
What?
Yes.
Yeah, I read about it.
Generally, first weekend of September is Labor Day.
So I don't know. Maybe I doubt if they changed the dates because they already told everybody what the dates were. I'm already asked off for it off.
Yeah, I need to do that.
So you guys get ready for that. Save up a little bit of money and try to come see
really,
us.
Really, everyone should try to come. Even if you, for some reason, can't afford the host hotel, which... I don't even know why you couldn't, because if it's anywhere on the strip, you can still get cheap-ass tickets half the time.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
Or, excuse me, rooms. It was so much fun.
Some people got cheaper rates than we did going through, like, Orbitz or, you know, one of those
traveling sites.
Websites. So, definitely you should make it, because it's a bunch of fun.
But definitely, when the announcement comes out, try to do it through... Pride 48, because the more people, the better the group discount.
Right.
Better rooms. They try to put us all together.
We need to work on being all together this year.
Yeah.
For real.
It really was fun. Not only was it, you know, since we were, you know, I was especially newer to everything. Meeting people that do what we're doing, which is still amazing that people actually listen to this drivel.
Right.
What are you talking about?
Fun drivel. But it was fun to hang out with people, meet people, find new shows to listen to.
Mm-hmm.
Hear people fail just as miserably as we did trying to figure out how the hell to do an hour live.
Seriously, I think we did the worst show of the whole weekend.
Yeah.
I mean, it sucked.
But I think we had the biggest audience.
Yeah.
Is that a compliment,
actually,
or is that being bitchy?
No. I think it's because we were
the biggest audience was the pink carpet.
Yeah, I think it was, but I think because we were first, so they were like, oh, no. This is how it's all going to be. Oh, I'm going to drink instead.
Our show was so bad, we didn't even stay the room.
Oh, girl.
No, but this year we're going to try to listen to more shows and participate more in other people's shows. That's why we're going to try to go a day before and stay a day after so that we can do Pride 48 stuff, but then do our own thing like the day before and the day after. So just keep that, you know, keep watch on that. And then also today... I purchased my tickets to go to Gay Days in Florida. So I'm going to be there from May 31st to June 6th. Pride 48 dinner, or the Gay Days dinner, is on the 1st, which is Friday. Then the 2nd is when we do the parks. And I am so honored. I have been told where we will be eating, and no one else knows yet.
Oh.
Love it.
So how many years has it only been 1 year that you missed? Last year?
Last year. I missed last year. So that was the third year or fourth year.
It feels like you've been here for fucking forever.
I know, right?
Yeah.
But I love it.
Yeah. Oh, God. Chicago's great.
It's seriously the greatest place on earth. Mm-hmm. Except for, well, yeah, it's better than Disney World, too.
Speaking of that, we really need to be looking out for our email, because we're almost up to your 1 year anniversary of getting being a drunk hot mess at after your first day at job at the HRC mm-hmm. wine tasting.
And we need to go to that,
because that was a good time.
It was a good time.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, no. Yeah, I'll be here. That'll be like 2 weeks before I leave. So anyway, I'll be in Florida. All my Florida friends, I get to see them. They're excited. And yeah, as soon as we get closer, I'll let you know more information. I probably won't be staying in hotels at Disney World, since I have friends that live in Lakeland. They'll just drive me back and forth.
Do you need to contact anybody if you go, if you're planning on going to the dinner?
Yes.
Who?
Wait.
Oh, yeah. Thanks for reading the notes.
You're welcome.
You guys, you're all invited to the Gay Days dinner. It's pretty much like Pride 48, but...
the Florida chapter.
It's the Florida version. I think a lot more people went to Vegas than they did in Florida, but...
Well, I mean,
you know,
I think
contact
it's a...
Taylor from Pod is My Co-Pilot if you guys want to go, or if you're going to show up to the dinner. You don't have to go to the parks. If you just want to go to the dinner, you can just show up to the dinner.
Well, I think it's fun since a lot of people go to Gay Days anyway, mm-hmm. and that there's enough podcasters in Florida or people from out of town who go to Gay Days. It's a perfect opportunity to get together, like a meet and greet.
Mm-hmm. So, and apparently, well, I'm going to have to look up this restaurant, because apparently it's really good.
Oh, good. So.
I'll tell you guys what it is after we stop recording.
Not that we'll know.
Secret, secret.
So, have y'all ever heard of Empire Liquors here?
Empire Liquors.
It's a bar.
No.
It's over here on Milwaukee. And it's like, I don't know.
So, it's in Doucheville?
It's pretty much in Bucktown or Wicker Park. So, on the outside of this bar, you think, oh, this is like... a skinhead bar, or like a grunge bar, or I think probably a lot of homeless people go here. But when you go inside, it's completely different. It's like full of douchebags. I went in there, and...
Well, aren't skinheads douchebags?
Huh?
Aren't skinheads douchebags? And most homeless...
But they're a little bit more severe douchebags. Not the same...
And most homeless people.
We don't make fun of homeless
people. Why don't you give me money?
Whatever. You haven't had to walk to the bus or to the train for a long time, so you don't have underbridge stories anymore.
So we go in there, and what are you looking at?
Almar.
The album.
Oh, okay. So we go in there, and we sit on the benches. There's like a wall with benches. So we're sitting there drinking, and this security guard comes up to us with a flashlight. It's like huge. It's like a bright light. He's like... excuse me, you're going to have to move from this area. We have a group of people that bought bottle service for $500, and they're requesting to sit here.
And you're like, suck my dick.
Really? You're going to do that? And then when they bring out the bottles of liquor, they have this huge spotlight on the girl that's bringing it out. And the guys, or the whoever buys it, is following her, and she's like, you know, shaking her tits while she's doing the drinking. Oh, yeah. And I'm like... This place is so douchey.
You went to a bar in Bucktown.
I know, but I didn't think... I mean, there's a lot of bars here that I'd go to, and it's not bad. But
like, what's the one across the street? Oh, wait, that's a douche bar, too.
No, that's the opium den of raping.
That's where you get raped, and no one cares.
Oh, I'm sorry. The bartenders are just douchebags.
But I loved it. But I loved it. It was so nice. Cool. And the bathrooms, all the graffiti. Mm-hmm. Really nice.
You guys need to come up here to order drinks. We have no waiters.
This is not... you can't just sit in here.
You know, that's what it was. Are you going to order some drinks, or I'm going to have to leave? You know, you just can't sit here.
Asshole.
Whatever. We're like, yeah, we were trying to figure out what the hell we were going to drink.
Right. And since you only take cash, we had to figure out what we're doing.
Yeah, we tried to figure out who had the cash.
Right.
Rude.
So anyway, this place was like It's the first time I'd ever been into like a bottle service bar in Chicago. And this was just completely ridiculous. Like pop collars, like drunk guys. Like, this is what I don't get. There's 10 guys around this bottle and they're all douchey. But how are you going to like get a girlfriend if you're hanging around with 10 guys and it looks like you're in a circle jerk?
Well, maybe that's not their point, is to get a girlfriend.
But they're trying to show off for girls. It was a straight bar.
Well, maybe
and that's clearly what they were
maybe
doing.
Maybe that's a DL bar.
No, I would have known if it was a DL bar.
And it, no, it's so DL that you don't
actually
even know.
The fact that you say that when I tell you who I went with. Yeah.
Who'd you go with?
I don't want to say it on here.
Oh.
You know him. He came to the tea party.
Oh, you're still...
Were there straight people at the tea party?
No.
That's exciting for the listeners. Okay.
So yeah, it was his birthday. So I said, okay, I'll go to a drink. I'll have a drink.
I haven't been.
Speaking of douchebags, no wonder why you went there.
Kidding.
I haven't been to.
Can I turn on the light?
It did get dark in here, didn't it?
Oh my God, it's dark.
On. You talk.
I don't know. You want to talk about our recent guest?
Yeah, my mom visited.
Yay. It was very interesting having the mother-in-law there for a week. But
she's
it was fun.
Well, she's only there for 5 days.
What?
Okay. I'll open that, yeah.
But yeah, his mom came to visit. It was her first time to Chicago and her very first trip away ever away from the five kids or her husband. Yeah.
Is this the first time she was in a gay bar? Oh, no.
Probably not.
Probably not.
No, she said she's gone to the queue. No,
she did sleep with his dad.
Mm-hmm. No, he's a good kisser.
Apparently. Two guys.
Gays. Genetic.
I'm upset. Why does your mom look like your sister?
Because his mom does look incredibly. She
totally looks so like your sister.
She's only 15 years older than me.
Yeah, but my mom's 16 years older than me.
But still, everyone, everywhere we went is, this is not your sister.
Yeah.
Or this is
and
not
why
your
why did she get the same treatment that I did when I first moved here? Let me buy you a drink. Oh my God, I love you.
Dude, you got hit on
well,
by
first
so
of all,
people.
That one guy that kept doing that was that same people who do it to you. Weird Latino men.
He was weird. What,
who walk in.
He's
like,
needy.
I need somebody.
I like your smile. I buy you a drink.
But
and
he
you
bought
like
her
me.
Like three drinks. And he bought you drinks too. Yep. Every time you bought her a drink.
Yeah, do you know why? Because he would keep saying.
He wanted her.
I'm not a her. Yeah.
He keeps saying. He would call his mom. He goes, your son is so cute. He's so hot. I want your son.
And the mom's like, you know, I like my son-in-law too much, and he cooks me dinner, so yes. I'm sorry.
I cook. No, because even if they broke up, I'm still
He's
keeping
still keeping him.
Right. But she seemed like she had fun. She's kind of shy, though. When she was at the bar, she seemed kind
of
shy.
Well,
there was a lot of gay people.
And
she was like, oh, my God. There are so many gay people here.
No, she's like, oh, my God. There's so many gay people here. No,
like she had a deeper voice than all the gay people in that whole building.
No, she just had less of a lisp. That's right. You got a lisp.
Talking about.
Well, there's no S on about.
Well, there is on Walmart.
We basically... we kind of ate our way through Chicago.
And maps.
And stuff.
And stuff.
Since the whole family's coming back in June.
All of them?
Yeah.
And they're all staying.
And my
house.
Brother's.
Or are they coming to the Pride
wife.
Parade?
No, thank God. It's not that weekend.
Oh that God. Would be the best. What? It is?
You didn't ask off for it again?
No, I just don't think I can get it off.
I would say I need a fucking vacation.
No,
it's
called Ricky. Do you want him to go to Pride 48?
Do you
want him to do other things?
Don't you have sick time?
No, there's so many damn things that I have to.
I need him to have a job this summer.
Yeah.
You have sick time.
This is crazy. No, actually, I don't.
You can't call in sick gay for Pride.
My manager's gay.
When you have like the gayest boss ever.
Oh, and he'll be there. Even my last manager, who's not gay, was there. And she was texting me, oh my God, it's so fabulous. Oh, that's that. I'm like, bitch, why didn't you give that to me?
I asked off for it now. It's like 3 months away.
I know. I'm going in this weekend.
And you need to go ahead and do Pride 48 too.
I know. When I go in this weekend, I'm going to be able to put all my stuff in.
Listen to me getting all bossy.
I know, right?
Do it.
It's very top of you.
Tony's taught you well.
That's right.
Anyway.
had fun with his mom.
Yeah, we probably ate. Since they're all coming in June, we didn't do some of the stereotypical Chicago stuff because they're all going to do that as a family.
Like the Sears Tower.
Yeah. I mean, they went to the Bean. No, we're not doing that.
And too many people in my family are afraid of heights.
But we
that would be the perfect video podcast then.
But we also had
step out onto the glass deck. No!
But before we had a nice little dinner party where you weren't invited. You were busy anyway.
No, I wasn't. I was at home.
It was one of those.
In our head, you were busy anyway. Listen to this.
It was one of those things.
Remember, I'm not busy all the time anymore.
It was unfortunately one of those things. It was like if you give a mouse a cookie kind of thing. It was like, well, if we invite you, we got to invite Tony. And if we invite Tony, we have to invite Lauren.
If we invite Lauren, we have to invite like Josh. And if we invite Josh, we have to invite George.
And it's just like Mark. We have to invite
Bart. Yeah. So we did the whole like, let's pick a friend from this group. Let's pick a friend.
Who was it from our friend?
Mark.
Yeah.
Seems like it's been Mark a lot lately.
No, he hasn't picked a lot. It's just that he decides, hey, do you want to have a movie night at one of our houses? We're like, sure.
Yeah. The same night you're having the dinner?
No.
No.
We don't. I've not. When have I picked Mark over you for another dinner?
Yeah, name it.
I can name like five times.
No, you can't.
Then name him.
This
name
is Mark's him. Birthday episode. And I'm not going to ruin it for him.
Bullshit. Wait, are you jealous that we might like Mark more than you?
There is no might. You do.
Bullshit.
Bullshit.
So you do like me better.
I like all my friends equally and for different reasons.
Liar.
I go for you for trash talk, and I go to Mark for Doctor Who.
And to get drunk.
And to get, well, usually that happens with you too.
Y'all, we have a gift.
We have a gift that's partially opened.
The only thing I removed from this gift is Lauren's stuff.
I will say this.
Wait.
Anybody who wants to send the Foul Monkeys a gift, please contact us first and send it to Waylon and Brad because we won't open it off air.
But before we go, because we have to talk about it since it's one of the album art, when we were going to Sidetracks for Show Tunes, we had some time to kill and we took his mom shopping on
Gayville.
In Boys Town, which you met us out accidentally, kind of right in one of the stores you saw us. And remember, we went to Hollywood Mirror, and they have all those vintage dresses. And I'm sure some of you saw, maybe on the Pride 48 or on the Twitters,
oh my God.
James LeRoy and a nice pink Golden Girls looking
I will say this.
Number.
I will say
Why
this.
Why did that dress look like it fit us? Like us two, but then when you tried it on, you were like, it doesn't fit. And I was like, oh, it's not going to fit me either.
I couldn't get it.
It's like tight on him.
Yeah, I couldn't get it over like my shoulders.
It was the waist was like cinched. So like it was weird that it was so, like I could barely get it over me.
Either way, I just love that when we posted the picture.
People were all about the fucking red shoes.
They were offended that he had.
I have size 12 feet.
Red
I
have shoes size with red sequence or whatever
shoes.
That color
I
is.
Have 12 size 12 feet, and those are the only damn shoes in the whole entire fucking place that would actually fit my damn feet.
It cracked
and
my
and they were crunching my toes.
And you kind of liked them.
Well, yeah.
Well, duh.
But it cracked my shit up.
That's not the point.
That there were people like, Waylon, you of all people should know better. And I'm like, it's a thrift store, and it's a dude in a dress with ruby slippers.
And there's signs all over the place that says, don't fucking take pictures.
Yeah, so your bitches are lucky. Bitches are lucky that we took a picture.
So I posted the picture of you. You can't see the top part. Oh, I see the bottom. And I'm like,
there's
somebody
that
said,
Seder.
Oh, somebody's obviously dressed to the left.
No, it was Seder, and of course it was Seder. Because what does Seder do? Beep, 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 beep. Bulge.
Right.
I think it said, I didn't know Waylon was a... size queen.
Yeah.
Someone's dressed to the left.
I'm big. I have a huge penis.
You do see that he has hideous shoes on, his hideous feet.
And the first thing he notices, because he sees a lot of his
bulge.
Men in
penis.
High heels, is bulge.
Look at that penis.
He wasn't tucking that day.
I wonder if he bases his bulge or penis size on the kind of heels that they're wearing. That's a good question. How about you answer
Seder.
That?
Why don't Seder. You let us know?
So you guys, we love.
Speaking about packages, let's go to this package.
Let's go to this real big package.
From an African-American man.
It's a black package.
From our Nubian prince.
What's up, my soul brother?
Joe.
Actually, this is from Joe and Jack. So,
Joe, excuse me?
Yeah.
It came from both?
Joe and Jack, because Jack is dying. For us to try this hot sauce, and I told Joe we would try it while we're on the show.
And I actually got a message that said, please be careful when you try the sauce. Like, so, I think Joe is concerned.
We have to try it. Are you guys? Do I need to get some bread or something for you
a
guys?
A cookie. Or not cookie.
I want a cookie.
I want a fucking cookie.
Cookie. A tortilla, a chip, a cracker.
You date someone who's Mexican.
They're all frozen.
Your tortilla chips are frozen?
I don't have tortilla chips.
I mean, bread's fine. I think I need something. I just can't.
Yeah.
Let me go see what we have. You guys talk about...
We'll talk about that dude at Sidetrack that hit on my mom while we're waiting, since we're talking about Mexican.
That guy, he also had his hands like on
he was
his,
like groping my
inner
mom.
Thigh.
Yeah, it was
while,
disgusting.
While hitting, while trying
we'll
to,
talk about this while you
he
go.
Had gross face.
He does.
Oh, he was gross. And his lesbians were gross too.
Ew, that was nasty. So he comes in and my mom and I are smiling and laughing about something, but I'm looking at my mom and she's looking towards the entrance and she's like, oh, and I go, what? And she goes, somebody just noticed me. And I looked over and the guy's coming right over and he goes, I love your smile. And gets all crazy and creepy and he's like, can I buy your mom a drink? And I go, only if my mom wants it. And so he goes,
oh, your mom wants it.
She was so like, oh my god, don't leave me alone with him.
Yeah.
And he took her to the bar, got her a drink, got me a drink. So
he bought drinks all night, which is nice of him, but your mom also doesn't drink very much, so
she doesn't
lightweight.
And
I felt so sick
after those damn slushies.
I can't do it on Friday.
Me and my mom had 3 slushies each and I was like at the end of it, and that was like within the first 2 hours, and I was just like,
Croutons.
We put it on the crouton. The garlic crouton. The cheese and garlic.
So speaking of your mom needing it, wanting it, I love the fact that when they come to visit in
June, about those.
You've got, you know, James works at he does luxury apartment rentals as his real job.
Yes.
Oh, they're more than either of us could afford
together.
The price is luxury. I don't know if the actual apartment.
You've never
luxury.
Been except for the one.
They're beautiful.
I saw the test one, or the one that you show, that one that you take naps in.
No.
Well, anyway, back to Waylon, bitches. Brad got a good deal for one of the showrooms or something. I don't know what they're called. He always corrects me on it.
Model
room for like a week, and his mother and stepfather are going to stay there. And she was joking about, you know.
This is where I'm going to stay when we stay here. She's going to tell her coworkers.
But she was also joking about Nookie and stuff with your stepdad and to him. And he was like, yeah no.
Yeah, he's like, that's not going to happen.
With her?
I guess my mom was telling
me some
stuff.
They probably don't like to talk about it.
No, my mom was telling me about some stuff when we were at Crate and Barrel. And she's like, yeah, Jeff's like, oh, yeah, I have ED or something. I need to go to the doctor. And I see naked pictures of girls, and it doesn't do anything for me. And I'm just like, I can't believe I'm listening to this about my stepdad.
Maybe your mom needs to untie the shoestrings that hold up the bra straps and go, jiggly, jiggly, jiggly.
My mama's tits are down to her knees.
It's so sad.
All right. So you ready?
Open that package, Ricky.
Oh, deja vu.
I wonder why.
Oh, there's
I love this
bubble wrap.
This
yes,
is like
yes.
the best part of the whole package, bubble wrap.
But they're the tiny balls. Ones, though.
You know what I love doing is doing that and like twisting your neck and making it pop, making it sound like your neck popped.
We have a card and it's adorable.
Oh, it's a puppy, it's on, a puppy his on his back. Looks like a brown chocolate Labrador puppy.
Or one of Josh's tricks.
No, that's Josh because he's on his back.
Do you want to read it?
I can.
Yeah, I never get to read things.
Hi, Lauren. Hello, Lauren.
Dear foul monkeys, since you obviously thought the salsa you received didn't have enough kick, enclosed you will find 2 hot sauces guaranteed to burn through your system from lip to taint. I would recommend not I would recommend not sampling either prior to coitus, or you may suffer a burning sensation you will not enjoy. The rest is to apologize to you in Lauren's bathroom after you try each out. I thought that said after you eat each other out. Enjoy. Kisses, Joe.
Sorry, we're opening the window.
Jack in Dallas.
Oh, hey.
Hi.
Party at the Fell Monkeys. All right, so you guys ready?
Yes.
God, it seems like I've done this before, but.
Oh, because you've opened it.
Because you have. Let's look at this. Oh, my God.
Hug her.
Dave's Gourmet Ghost Pepper.
Ghost Pepper.
Naga Horikiya Hot Sauce. Oh, and look at this. It has a hot measure right here, and it's insane plus plus.
Oh, it's Melinda's hot sauce. We had one named Melinda, but we have another one named Melinda.
But this is the world's hottest version, the Naga Jolokia.
It's Jolokia.
So Jolokia. Do you want to try those first, or do you want to open everything?
Let's open everything, and then we'll try them and let everyone know.
Fuck, we're at 40 minutes.
Okay, we'll hurry this along and save everything.
Well, let's open everything else, and then we'll try
them on
the next show.
Oh, wait, or do we make them wait for the taste test for the opening of the next show?
We'll taste them on the next show. Joe and Jack will make your packages go long.
So Joe got us...
Monkey keys.
I
love those. I used to have some and they broke.
I have one, but they're not.
Yours
monkeys.
Is a chula. What is
I'm
it?
The blue one.
Uchira. I love those monkeys. I love the Fred.com stuff. That's where he got these from. They're awesome. What's
these
those?
Look like
those are coasters.
Coasters that say, "Let's talk about how fabulous you think I am," and. With precise planning and my 401k plan, I'll be able to retire in 150 years.
Love it.
We have a spin the bottle opener.
Oh.
That's cute.
Does it actually spin?
Well, there's a little thing for it to
on
spin
the bottom.
On the table.
It's like a top.
That's cool. I dig it.
Some random assortment of shit.
We have pins and to-do lists.
Because we need to help organize our show.
Not going to happen. I always wanted to be somebody, but now I realize I should have been more specific. And this is the retirement one again.
Oh, these are fun.
Beer pong dice, which I don't know. I've never played beer pong with dice.
I've
so
never heard of beer pong with dice. No table, no problem.
No mess? What? What is that?
This is for you guys.
What is that?
We have vitamin shot for prolonged pleasuring.
Oh my god.
Horny goat weed.
What?
Ginkgo may help. And makamai support.
Why are these for us? Is it one for you? And
we don't need anything
y'all
to help us
together for
like
pleasure. A year.
Which is like 20 in gay
plus.
Years.
Are we going to take these on the take them on the cruise with us?
And then we have a cootie catcher. Oh,
they're from Oh, and it's also from Knock Knock. I love that website.
What is it?
Website? Mm-hmm. You just need to go there. It has a bunch of crazy shit. Like, you can get, like, stamps for your work that you can stamp, like, Sarky sayings on or...
I'd probably get fired. You know how my work is.
You need to look there when they have discounts. Yeah.
I need a stamp that says Praise is Light.
But to me,
that's hilarious.
I have a picture for you. I saw this
you
one.
Did.
But yeah, no, these definitely you fold it up.
And this is the only, I mean, you guys can have all, I want the blue key rings. You guys can have the rest of this, but I want this.
Okay.
And is it a compact?
Yes, it's a compact.
Compact.
Oh, it's an ID case.
It's an ID case.
It was the best rebound relationship ever. A woman holding a kitty cat pussy. Oh no, I love these. But yeah, definitely. That's a good.
That's funny.
A good
I
trade.
I like that it's by Ann Tainter.
That's a good trade.
So thank you very much for our gift.
Thanks.
We love it.
Yep.
Everyone else should follow suit, right?
That's a lot. This, Joe, is one hell of a gift.
I know. We love it. We love it. We love it.
We love it. We love it. So, on the next show,
we're starting out with us screaming our asses off.
And our buttholes will be burning.
Right.
So,
that'll be horrible.
Thanks for listening to Foul Monkeys, everyone.
Thank you very much. Remember Gay Days, the first week of June, and Pride 48, September 16th to the 19th, one of those days.
And happy birthday, Mark.
That weekend. And happy birthday, Mark. Should
happy
we sing
birthday.
One more time?
No.
Let's sing as Marilyn Monroe, all of us.
Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday, Mr. Martin. Happy birthday to you.
Oh,
fuck.
Marilyn Monroe.
Goodbye.
Thank you for listening to another episode of Foul Monkeys. We love hearing from our fans. You can give us a call at 206-984-3685 or text us at 863-666-0377.
You can follow us on Twitter by searching Foul Monkeys, Wayne Willie, James Leroy FM, or you can email us at foulmonkeys@gmail.com and jamesleroyfm@gmail.com.
You can also find us on our Facebook fan page and follow us on our Tumblr at foulmonkeys.tumblr.com. We also love reading those reviews you give us, so please head over to iTunes where you can also subscribe to our show. Again, thanks for listening.
A middle finger. Let's test this out, make sure it's right.
Hi, testing.
Testing.
Let's testicles. Play this.
My balls are sticky.
Yeehaw!
Dear Chicago.
Okay. All right.